I'm very glad to be here.
Jeg er glad for å være her I dag.
And I bless the Lord.
Og jeg priser Herren.
And I see dere. This time you're many. You're so many.
Ja, det var kjekt å se så mange.
And I know God is taking you somewhere.
Og jeg vet at Gud vil en gang til.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
I have some other Ugandans. They can wave to us.
Welcome.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
I bring greetings from my wife.
Yeah, I bring hilsner fra kona mi Rode.
Rhoda, whom you know very well.
Yeah.
I left her at home.
Jeg forlot henne hjemme.
She's the one in charge of the church now.
So who har du ansvar for menigheten hjemme I Kampala?
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, praise Him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ask your neighbor to give me a smile.
Yeah, give me a smile.
Please, you're scaring me.
Why does it say that you're so alvorlig ut og skremmer meg?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The joy of the Lord is upon you.
Yeah, gleden I Herren over dere.
Amen.
Amen.
You have been singing in your language.
Dere har sunget på språket deres.
I'm also going to sing in my language.
Så jeg har lyst til å synge på mitt språk.
The Spirit who led me to listen to you.
Ja, så noen vil formidle det til dere.
Who also lead you.
Og leder dere.
I just want to praise how we praise in Uganda.
Ja, det veldig bra. Han vil være med og prise. Han vil prise her sånn som de gjør
I Uganda.
Amen. Vær så god.
For us, we are happy people.
Og vi glad.
We dance and sweat.
Yeah, they dance and hop.
In the presence of God.
In Guds nærvær.
Say amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Vær så god.
The praise song, yeah, for Uganda. The song says. First, stop a bit. Yeah, you can feel African music. Our president normally says music started in Africa. The song says, when Jesus says yes, no one can say no.
Sangen begynte I Afrika, og når sangen sier ja, så kan ikke folk si nei.
When Jesus says, I've blessed you.
Når jeg sier, jeg velsigner deg.
No one can say no.
So can he just say nay?
Amen.
Amen.
When Jesus opens,
no, Jesus opener.
No one can close.
So can ingen stay.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. I want you to dance the African way. Say yes, nobody can say no. When Jesus say yes, nobody can say no. Just say yes, nobody can say. And when Jesus say you go, nobody can say no. Yeah, nobody can say. And when Jesus say receive, nobody can say no. Just say yes, nobody can say. And when Jesus say you go, nobody can say nobody, and 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 nobody, no, and nobody. Dance, dance, dance for the Lord Jesus. Because he has said yes, nobody can say no. When he has said receive, nobody can say no. Hallelujah. Hey, Yahweh. Hey, Yahweh. Hey, Yahweh. Hey, Yahweh. Hey, Yahweh. And when Jesus says yes, we, eh, away, Hey Yahweh. Somebody say Yahweh. Yahweh. Hey Yahweh. Yahweh, 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 my Lord. Yahweh, my Jesus. Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
How are you feeling now? Better come to Uganda.
Yeah. Welcome to Uganda.
Praise the Lord.
Peace
out. I want to thank God.
Jeg vil takke Gud.
That I'm here.
For jeg her.
Amen.
Ja, amen.
I've been praying.
Jeg har øvd.
I said, God, what will I say to the people in Norway?
Jeg skal si, jeg har sett igjennom eller øvd på hva jeg skal si til menneskene i Norge.
Halleluja.
Ja.
And I've been in prayer.
Jeg har vært i bønn.
And God gave me a word for you.
Å, Gud gav meg et ord.
Halleluja. I feel God is calling you more in His presence.
Jeg kjenner at Gud vil kalle dere til Guds nærvær, mer, enda mer inn i Guds nærvær.
God wants you to give more time.
Gud vil dere kvine litt her.
With Him.
Just a second. For the sound is...
Okay.
Her må stå litt den veien. Jeg må stå nærmere den. Okay, sorry. Jeg kjenner at Gud vil kalle dere inn i Guds nærvær, og at han vil at dere skal bruke litt mer tid med han.
Praise the Lord.
Pris Herren.
God wants more of your time.
Gud vil ha mer av din tid.
He wants you in His presence.
Han vil ha deg i sitt nærvær.
And He's calling you.
Og han kaller dere.
He wants to speak to you.
Han vil tale til oss, til dere.
And He cannot speak to you and me.
Og han kan ikke tale til oss.
If we have no time for Him,
hvis vi ikke har tid til ham.
If we have no time to be in His presence,
hvis vi ikke har tid til å være I hans nærvær.
I remember,
jeg husker,
before I came to Christ,
når jeg kom til Gud,
I used to be in church.
Jeg var I menigheten, I kirken.
But my heart wasn't there.
Men hjertet var ikke der.
My mother was a Christian.
Mor mi var en kristen.
I would go to church. But I was not in church. But when I accepted Christ, I received the fire.
Så fikk jeg tak I branden.
The fire of love.
Branden, kjærlighetsbrand.
I felt that love for God.
Og jeg kjente denne kjærligheten.
More than anything.
Mer enn noe annet.
More than anything.
Mer enn noe
annet. I was ready to give up everything.
Jeg var redde til å gi opp alt for Gud.
For the sake of my new friend Jesus.
For min nye venn Jesus.
Jesus became more important to me.
Så Jesus ble mye mer viktig for meg enn før.
Than anything.
Mer enn noe annet.
I fell in love.
Jeg ble forelsket.
With Jesus.
Med Jesus Kristus.
But today.
Men I dag.
The church is no longer in love with Jesus.
Så menigheten ikke lenger I forelsket I Gud. Jesus.
We are in love with money.
Vi glad I penger.
We are in love with ourselves.
Med oss selv.
We don't care anymore.
Vi bryr oss ikke så mye lenger.
We don't care.
Vi bryr oss ikke.
You are here, you want to go back home.
Du her og du vil gå hjem igjen.
You are saying, oh, you guys, you're late. Every time we come to church,
når vi kommer til Guds hus, eller
we are running away.
Så vi allerede snart på vei hjem igjen.
But in the Bible,
men I Bibelen,
in the book of Matthew,
I Matteus evangelium,
one of the first words of Jesus,
et av de første møtene med Jesus,
Matthew chapter 5,
Matteus 5,
verse 6.
Vers 6. Should I read?
Yeah, you read.
Salige de som hungrer og tørster etter rettferdigheten, for de skal mettes.
Praise the Lord.
Pris Herren.
Jesus is saying,
Jesus säger,
those who hunger,
de som törst eller de som hungrar,
and thirsty,
och törste,
for righteousness,
för rättfärdighet, de som törst efter rättfärdighet.
God wants you to be hungry.
Gud vill du ska hungra,
to be thirsty.
Du törsta inte.
For righteousness.
För rättfärdighet.
But you are hungry for chocolate.
Du sulter kanske efter choklad.
You are hungry for coffee.
För kaffe.
God say yes.
Ja, Gud säger ja.
But I also want you.
Men jag vill i tillägg.
To be hungry.
Att du ska längta
and thirsty
och törsta
for my presence.
Rättfärdighet.
The reason
grunden till det,
we can't pray,
man kan inte be,
is because we have no hunger.
Sorry,
we have no hunger.
Ja, man kan inte be hvis man ikke har en hunger.
We are not thirsty.
Hvis man ikke tørster
for God.
For Gud.
So the song we sang,
so we sang,
as the deer pants for. There were so my soul.
Det var en sång som handlar om törst.
This was David writing.
Det var rätt.
He felt he was hungry.
Ja, men följde oss hungrig.
Like a deer.
Ja.
As it can be hungry.
Men önskar vara
for water.
För Gud.
So my soul.
Sånt är min själ.
Halleluja. Where is your soul?
Hvor er din själ?
What are you hungry for?
Jag längtar din själ lite.
I was telling my brother Knut.
Jag bor hos Knut och Marianne.
I came on Tuesday.
Jag kom på tisdag.
And I told him.
Och jag sa till honom.
I'm okay.
Jag är okay.
As long as I'm in your house.
Så länge jag är i huset ditt.
And you give me a Bible.
Så ger mig ett ord eller Bibeln.
I'm okay.
Så jag är okej.
And I've been in his house.
Och nu har jag varit i detta huset.
Since Tuesday.
Sin tisdag.
But with my God. With Jesus.
Ja. Och så jag mötte med Jesus. Jag mötte Gud. Jag har mött Gud.
But some of you are lonely. Because nobody visits you.
Någon är alena för att ingen besöker dig.
Halleluja. God is calling you.
Gud kallar dig.
To be hungry.
Så var hungrig.
To be thirsty.
To be törstig.
To fall in love again.
Till att bli förälskad igen.
With your Lord Jesus.
Med Kristus Jesus din kung.
To fall in love again.
Till bli förälskad igen.
You remember those songs?
Husker du de
sangerna? I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow
Jesus.
I have decided.
Jag har beslutat.
But today you are following chocolate.
Tidigare så eller nu följer du kanske andra ting som choklad.
You're following money.
Följer pengar.
You're not hungry anymore.
Kanske du inte är hungrig
längre. And Jesus said, those who hunger.
Men Jesus sa, den som hungrar
and thirst
och törster
for righteousness,
efter rättfärdighet,
they shall be satisfied.
De ska bli mött.
De shall be satisfied.
De ska bli tillfredsställt.
The Bible says,
Bibeln säger,
the joy of the Lord,
glädjen i Herren,
comes every morning. Every morning.
Alla pengar.
The joy of the Lord comes to you. Amen.
Sorry, I didn't get that.
The joy,
ja, glädjen i Herren,
of the Lord,
ja,
comes every morning. Comes every morning.
Oh, you, comes every. Oh,
you sorry. Receive.
I thought you said money.
No money. Hallelujah.
That was a little bit too much African English. All right.
The kom joy.
Hver morgen, glädjen i Herren kommer hver morgen. Kom ikke som penger.
Hallelujah. Amen.
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 Hver morgen kommer gleden i Herren.
Amen. Halleluja, church.
Amen. Det er sant. That's
every
true.
Time you come to prayer,
hver gang du kommer i bønn,
you receive from the Lord.
Så møter du Herren. Møt, får du fra Gud.
His joy.
Hans glede.
His happiness.
Hans, ja, hans glede.
Comes upon you.
Kommer över dig.
That's why for us,
Sånn er det for oss.
Even though I don't have money,
selv om jeg ikke har penger,
I'll be happy.
Så vil jeg være glad for glede.
Because he is with me.
For han med meg.
He is with
han
me.
Han med meg.
You need Jesus.
So du trenger Jesus.
You need the Holy Spirit.
So du trenger den Hellige Ånds kraft.
To comfort you.
So som for tilfredsstille deg, for mette deg.
You must be hungry.
So du må være hungrig. Du må lengte.
And thirsty.
Og tørste.
For the righteous of God.
For rettferdigheten fra Gud.
When we read in the book of 2 Samuel.
Old Testament. Når vi leser i Jan Samuels bok.
2 Samuel.
Ja, andre Samuels bok.
Chapter 23.
Kapitel 23. Davids siste ord.
14 and 15.
Kan vi lese vers 14 og 15. David holdt den gangen til i fjellborgen, og filisternes forpost lå ved Betlehem. Da ble David svært tørst, og han sa, «Hvem vil hente vann til meg fra brønnen ved byporten i Betlehem?» 14 and 15?
Yeah.
That's it? No, not 16?
No. Yeah, no 16.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
David said,
David sa,
I want to drink water.
Jeg må ha vann.
From Bethlehem.
Som fra Bethlehem.
He was hungry.
Han var så tørstig.
For water.
For vann.
From Bethlehem.
From Bethlehem.
He said, oh.
Oh, sa han, no.
Who can bring me water?
Hvem kan hente vann til meg fra Bethlehem?
From Bethlehem. He was hungry.
Han var så tørstig.
He wanted water.
Han så lengta etter vann.
We need to be hungry.
Vi trenger være
for the presence of God.
Guds nærvær.
We need to cry for God.
Vi trenger rope til Gud.
There are many things that have been in our lives.
Så mange ting som i livet vårt.
But they are not enough.
Men det ikke nok.
Jesus is here to stay in your heart.
Jesus er her for å være i ditt hjerte.
Jesus wants to talk to you.
Han vil tale til deg.
He's the closest friend you can ever have.
Han er den nærmeste vennen som du noensinne kan ha.
But we have no time.
Men vi har ikke tid.
We can't sit down and read the Bible.
Vi kan ikke sitte ned med Bibelen, med Guds ord.
We can't sit down and pray.
Vi kan ikke sitte ned og be.
And if you're living such a life,
hvis du lever et sånt liv,
you miss out on God.
Så misser du noe av Gud.
Jesus wants to be in a relationship with you.
Og Jesus vil ha en relasjon til deg.
Jesus is real.
For Jesus er reell.
Jesus speaks.
Han taler.
Jesus wants to fellowship with you.
Han vil ha et fellesskap, et nærvær med deg.
But we have no time.
Men vi har ikke tid.
Our only time is in on Sunday.
Kanskje bare tid og vår er bare på gudstjeneste på søndag.
No time for fellowship.
Ikke tid for fellesskap.
Oh, I'm busy.
Oh, jeg har så travlt.
Let me see if I'll get time.
Oh, Herre, la meg.
Oh, church, I don't know.
Oh, jeg vet ikke om jeg klarer.
Every time you are saying busy, busy, busy.
Hver gang du sier det og det og det må jeg gjøre.
But the Bible says.
Men Bibelen sier.
There is time for everything.
Det er tid for alt.
There is time for everything.
Det er tid for alt.
Hallelujah. Me, I can no longer say to myself, I'm busy. Because every day I am more busy.
Vi sier jo til oss selv, vi er så travlt, for hver dag så får vi det enda mer travlt.
But there is time for me to serve the Lord.
Men det er tid for å tjene Herren.
You can't be busy all the time.
Du ikke annet hva som har det så travlt alltid.
Oh, no, no, no. Hallelujah. A time is coming when you can't walk.
Det kommer tid hvor du ikke engang kan gå.
A time is coming when you cannot pray.
Det kommer tid hvor du ikke kan be.
But if you have the strength now.
Men hvis du er stresset nå.
Remember your God.
Så husk Gud.
Put Jesus in your programs. Let Jesus be number one.
Ja, amen. La Jesus være den nummer en i livet ditt. Sett Jesus først.
At work.
På jobben din.
Let him be number one.
La han være nummer en.
It's okay.
Jobben. Det er fint, det er okay.
You can pray working. Ramamama sakataya. You can drive worshiping. Hallelujah.
Ja, du kan be mens du vasker. Du kan be når du jobber. Du kan be.
Everywhere. God is everywhere.
Uansett så kan du be.
Even in your kitchen you can cook when you're worshiping.
På kökene så kan du be när du jobbar där.
You can drive where you're worshiping the Lord.
När du kör bil så kan du be.
Everywhere Jesus is everywhere.
Hur du än är så är Jesus där.
Please keep in the presence of God.
Så var i Guds närvaro på jobben.
Because you need the presence of God to overcome.
Det är Guds närvaro, sant, som du har tid. Då du har tid att vara samman med han när du är öppen för det.
Jesus is my GPS. GPS. Global position. How do we call GPS in Norwegian?
GPS. Jesus är min vägledare.
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
You need Jesus for answers.
För du tränger Jesus till allt, till att spåra han, till allt.
Amen.
Amen.
Ask him, what should I do?
Så spåra han, kan du tränga?
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Please reduce time for your chocolate and spend time with the Lord.
Så reducer tiden med allt annat, men ök tiden med Gud.
So God is calling you.
För Gud kallar dig.
To have more time with him.
Att ha mycket mer tid med han.
It is so sweet to be in the presence of God.
Det är så fint och sött och gott att vara med och vara i Guds närvaro.
Because when you are in the presence of God,
för när med Guds närvaro,
you have the strength,
så får du styrka.
You have the power,
så har du kraften.
You have the anointing,
du har salvelsen.
You have the favor,
så har troen.
And you can say no to Satan.
Ja, och du kan ropa ut, du kan synga ut.
Halleluja. It's so sweet.
Det är så fint och sött och gott.
To be in the presence of God.
Vara i Guds närvaro.
Let me tell you.
Jag vill fortälla dig.
I remember one time.
Jag husker en gång.
When I was coming to Norway.
När jag kom till Norge.
The other year. Last year.
Okay. Sist år när jag kom till Norge.
I lost my passport.
Jag miste passet mitt faktiskt.
I kept it somewhere.
Ja, jag hade det en plats.
I didn't know where it is.
Men jag husker inte hur det var. Fant inte.
Amen. Praise the Lord. But I have a visa to go to Norway.
Men jag hade ett visum till att komma till Norge.
I'm not seeing the passport.
Nu kunde inte finna passet.
I looked for the passport.
Jag fann lätt inte den.
I could not see it.
Men jag kunde inte finna det.
I poured everything in my bedroom.
Men jag lät över allt på sovrummet.
I could not see the passport.
Och jag fann det inte.
And when I was tired.
Och begynte jag bli trött.
The Holy Spirit spoke to me.
Helligånden talade till mig.
He said, "Remember where you kept it."
Husk hur du la det här.
And he reminded me where I kept my passport.
Och han minnte mig på hur jag la passet.
But I wasted time.
Men jag brukte massa tid.
I wish I had said, "Holy Spirit, speak to me."
Ja, jag önskade då att jag hade spurt han för.
We waste time when we are not in the presence of God.
Så med faktiskt. Ska man säga waste time, det är väl norska uttryck också. Men alltså missbrukar tid eller förbrukar tid eller öde tid när man inte är Guds närvaro.
But the spirit of God is gentle.
För den helige ande, han är gentleman, han är
unloving.
Och tillåt oss faktiskt.
So God is calling you.
För Gud kallar dig.
To have more time with him.
Att boka mer tid med han.
More time in the word of God.
Mycket mer tid med Guds närvaro.
How many hours do you give God?
Så mycket timmar ger du Gud egentligen?
You have 24 hours at your work.
Du har 24 timmar i dag.
5 hours with your friends.
You have
5 hours with your friends.
You said 24 hours at work.
At work. I'm just joking.
24 timmar i dag, nu har du 5 timmar med vänner, kanske?
Maybe 4 hours at the supermarket.
Kanske 4 timmar i butiker.
You walk slowly selecting. You spend hours and hours.
Så kanske du bara går och brukar 10 timmar, vis.
And how many hours?
Hur många timmar har du till Gud?
Do you sit down?
Sätter du dig ner?
And kneel down?
Eller knäle?
And meditate? and pray.
Och be till Gud, möte Gud.
Praise the Lord.
Praise Herren.
We need the word of God. Leaders who are here.
Ja. Vi trenger å være i nærheten av Gud, og det derfor vi her.
You need the word of God.
Du trenger Guds ord, det derfor du her.
You need more times in prayer.
Du trenger mer tid i bønn.
So that you hear what God is saying to his people.
Hører hva han sier til deg.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You need to be spirit-filled.
Du trenger å bli fylt av den hellige ånd.
And Norway.
Og Norge.
Needs men and women with the spirit of God.
Män och kvinnor som är fyllt av Guds kraft.
That will speak to this government.
Som talar till myndigheter.
In the power of the Holy Spirit.
Som i Guds kraft, Guds och Helgons kraft.
And they will hear. Hallelujah.
Och de vill höra.
Hallelujah. How many hours do you? How many time do? How much time do you have?
Half a minute left now.
Just half a minute, no. Not hours. Half a minute. Praise the Lord.
No, no. It's up to you. It's up to you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. How many feel like you need more of God?
We need
Him more. I want to give my testimony.
Jag önskar ge ett litet vittnesbörd för mig själv.
Praise the Lord.
Praise Herren.
One time,
hang on.
I was driving.
Jag var kört bil.
In Uganda we have some hills, mountains.
Uganda har man någon åsar och fjällar.
And I was driving.
Och jag körde bil där.
But as we were driving,
och mens jag gjorde det,
my neighbor tells me,
som sidemannen sa,
Robert, put on your seat belt.
Ta på sikkerhetssedelen din nå.
I said, okay.
All right.
I obeyed.
Jeg lydde han.
We continued driving.
Så kjørte vi videre.
But every time I'm driving,
så hver gang jeg kjører,
I'm always worshiping.
Så priser jeg Herren.
Praise the Lord. I love to worship the Lord.
Jeg elsker å prise Herren.
Sometimes even I woke up worshiping.
Så när jag av och till när jag vaknar så jag är färd med att prisa Herren.
But there was a song.
Men det var en sång.
Says it's all about you.
Det allt handlar om dig.
Jesus. Yes. It's not about me.
Det är ingenting som handlar om mig.
You alone my God I surrender.
Så
So I was worshiping that song.
Så jag sång den eller tillbe med den sången.
Eventually.
Så till slut.
We got a terrible accident.
Så kommer med I en olycka.
The vehicle overturned.
Bilen rullar runt.
Several times.
Många gånger.
But we called on the name of Jesus.
Men vi ropte på Gud när det skedde.
And we found ourselves.
Och vi fant kvarandra.
Unharmed.
Uskadd.
Nothing happened on us.
Ingenting hade skett med dig.
No bone was broken.
Ingen ben var brukket.
There was nothing.
Ingenting hade skett.
And the Bible says.
Och Bibeln säger.
I'll protect you.
Jag vill beskydda dig.
None of your bones will be broken.
Ingen av dina ben vill bli brukket.
And I came out of that accident car.
Och jag kom ut av den där skada bilen eller ödelagda bilen.
But I learned a lesson.
Och jag lärde en läxa då.
Everything will pass away. Everything will pass away.
Allt vill gå över.
But your Jesus remains.
Men Jesus han vill vara allt.
That day my life had come to an end. But I had Jesus.
Så allt jag har I livet vill upphöra. Allt som jag har eller mig vill upphöra, men jag har Jesus. Men jag behåller Jesus. Han är evigheten. Han är.
I want to tell you something.
Jag vill fortälla dig en ting.
The most important thing you have is Jesus. The most important thing.
Ja. Det viktigaste av allt är att ha Jesus. Absolut.
Jesus.
Yes.
It's not your job. It is Jesus.
Det er Jesus. Det er ikke menighet, det er Jesus. Det er ikke noe annet, det er Jesus.
It's not money.
Det er ikke penger.
No. It's Jesus. He's the closest friend.
Det är den närmaste vännen eller den tättaste vännen, bästa vännen du kan ha.
So we are going to pray.
Så jag ska be nu.
Praise the Lord.
Pris Herren.
God wants to fill some people with the Holy Spirit.
Gud vill fylla någon med den helige ande här idag.
Maybe some of your prayer life has been weak.
Kanske någon som har följt sig svag.
Your Bible reading has been very weak.
Kanske bibelläsningen har sviktat.
We are going to pray.
Men ska be samman.
That the power of God will come upon you once again.
Att Guds kraft igen ska fylla ditt liv.
You'll be stronger again.
Du blir stark och sund.
You'll begin to see your Jesus again.
Så du vill ropa till Jesus igen och vara med
honom. You begin to feel your Jesus again.
Du kan känna Jesus igen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Can we stand up?
Som jag står. Halleluja. Halleluja.
How many feel that?
Hur många så känner?
You need to touch God again.
Att du tränger en touch av Gud igen, ett närvaro av Gud igen.
Just come forward.
Så bara kom fram. Tränger du förbön, tränger du
Holy Spirit,
Gud, Guds kraft, så kom
we
fram.
Want to come back to you.
Så kom fram. Jesus.
Sing again and say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Holy Spirit. Lord, we come before you. We may have fallen away from your presence. But this time, God,
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
We ask you, Jesus.
Oh, Hermesburg.
To catch us again.
Oh, Herre,
to forgive us again.
To till oss igen.
We ask for your forgiveness, Lord.
Oh, Herre,
we have been away from your presence.
Jesus.
We have been away, Lord.
Oh, Herre, Herre.
We have not given you the time that you deserve.
Herre, till oss för vår liv, för
but
vår
we come Herre. Right now.
För allt man valgt, Herre.
With broken hearts before you, Jesus.
Oh, Herre, vi kommer med.
Here it is, Lord.
Sönderbrutna hjärtan framför dig, Herre.
That we shall serve you.
Oh, Herre, vi ber.
That we shall serve you, Holy Spirit. That we shall serve you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Lord, on behalf of this great church, I pray that, Lord, from this day onwards, Herre. You raise men and women.
Amen.
That know your presence.
Hallelujah.
Men and women that love you.
Amen.
Men and women that are standing.
Oh, Lord,
oh God, you knew this church before Amen. It was.
Amen.
Holy Spirit, I'm praying, Lord,
yeah,
that your presence will be upon this church.
Lord.
People in this city, Lord,
Herre,
they will come for your presence.
Herre,
they will come for your glory. They will come for your anointing.
Amen.
They will come to hear from you,
oh,
Jesus.
Herre.
Holy Spirit. Somebody say, Holy Spirit, come. Call the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Call him in your life. Holy Spirit, Lord.
Helligånd, fyll hjärtan
yes,
som är framme nu, Herre. Fyll med din kraft,
yes,
fyll med
din
visdom. Fyll med din längsel.
Yes, Lord.
Tack för du svarar, Herre,
Come.
Och roper. Som en hjort så längtning nu, Herre.
Come, Lord.
Och så svarar du på den. Det är den som
Come,
banker på
Lord.
Som får.
Reko sintaya mandere bozakataya. Ribroko
sintaya
mandere bozikaya.
Och den som ber.
Rebroko shantaya.
Amen.
Holy Jesus, let me hear you. Call him. Call his name.
Yeah.
Call him.
Rupan.
Call him.
Betan.
Call him. Call him.
Kall på Jesu namn.
Yes.
Jesus.
Call him.
Himmelske
Far. The presence of God is already here.
Tänd på ny, Herre.
The presence of God is already here.
Som står här framme, Herre. Tänd på ny.
Call him. Today is your day.
Tänd på ny en gnist och en flamma, Herre.
He loves you.
Tema i hela denna möte.
He loves you.
Tack för du kan tända upp igen.
He cares for you.
Det som du hade tänkt, Herre.
He has not abandoned you.
Oh, Herre.
He has not abandoned you.
Holy Spirit. Oss.
Holy Spirit.
Du har aldrig förlatt oss.
Yes, Lord, we love you.
Himmelske
we love you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Herre, ber om att du som har kommit på utsidan av det du
thank
hade tänkt deras tjänst och kall och liv ska
thank
vara.
You, Jesus.
Kom lite utanför din vilja med deras
that
liv
you're
att
doing
du ska få
känna
now. Att det är på
thank
vägen igen i det som du hade tänkt
thank
och kallt dig till. Låt dig få känna en glädje, en fryd
thank you, Lord,
att du har bruk för dig.
For your presence,
in din menighet,
for your
i
glory,
ditt närvar, i ditt fällskap.
For your anointing. We bless you, Lord.
Jesu namn.
We bless you.
Herre, vi välsigne.
Those of you are here, just put up those hands and say Jesus.
Dog som är här, säg Jesus.
Say Jesus.
Säg Jesus.
I want to thank you.
Jag vill tacka dig.
For my life.
För mitt liv.
Holy Spirit.
Helige Ånd.
I ask you.
Jag ber dig.
That you forgive me.
Tillge mig.
That you wash me. That you purify me.
Så du kan rensa mig.
Spirit of God.
Helige Ånd.
I ask you.
Jag ber dig.
To come in my life.
Kom i mitt liv.
To come and touch me.
Kom och fyll mig.
To come and use me.
Kom och bruk mig.
Father, I want to thank you, Lord, for these people who are here.
Herre, jag tackar dig för det som står här.
From this day onwards.
För det som står här foran ditt ansikte.
They will begin to experience your presence.
Så de får erfara ditt närvaro.
They will begin to experience your hunger and thirsty.
Och de ska få lov att känna din kraft och
they will be desperate for you.
Ja, du ska sörja för dig.
There are people here.
Det är människor här.
God has been calling you.
Som Gud har kallt.
To go and serve him. And from this day, you are going to feel the fire of God burning in your heart.
Som Gud har kallt till att gå och du ska känna branden.
Some of you are great ministers. God is going to send you into nations.
Gud har kallt dig till att vara missionär eller
everywhere you will stand. Everywhere you will stand.
Hur den kommer.
You will see the power of God.
Du ska se Guds kraft.
From this day onwards.
From dag, from
the Holy Spirit is telling me
dag av så talar
that your prayers will never remain the same.
Som att, och dina bönor ska aldrig vara
you
samma
have lived a struggling life in prayer.
Så du ska bekänna Guds kraft.
But you're going to feel more of his presence.
Så du bekänner mycket mer av hans
närvaro
över ditt liv.
Power.
Mer av hans kraft.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. There is someone here among us. You've been living in rejection.
Som,
you feel unloved. You feel nobody cares. But the Lord is telling me to tell you that he loves you.
Ja, det är någon här som följer sig av.
He loves
som, för, som känner att ingen har brytt sig om
he
dig.
He cares.
Men Gud talar till dig och säger
for that
jag älskar
reason,
dig. Jag bryr mig om dig.
He
jag
sent
dig.
His son to you.
Han har sent Jesus för att möta dig.
He loves you.
Han älskar dig.
He cares for you.
Han bryr sig om dig.
And from this day,
och idag,
you will smile again.
Så vill du smila igen.
You will smile again.
Så vill du smila igen.
You will smile again.
Så vill du smila igen.
I want to pray for those that are sick.
Jag vill be för dig som är sjuk nu.
Touch that place that is paining you.
Ta den ta honom på där du har det ont.
Everywhere you feel the pain.
Der
because Jesus took our pain.
För Gud, Jesus tog vår
Jesus
smärta.
Took our diseases.
Tog vår sjukdom på sig.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I Jesu namn.
I want to thank you for the healing power that is in this place.
Helbredelsens kraft.
Right now.
Akkurat nå.
I declare healing.
Og du kan skape helbredelse.
I declare healing, Lord.
Jeg erklærer helbredelse.
I declare them they will be pain free in the name of Jesus.
Og jeg erklærer at de skal bli smertefri.
Every sickness
hver sykdom
that has been upon them.
Som kommet
every
på
pain
hver smerte
that has
som kommet
been around. Right now in the
akkurat
name of
nå,
Jesus.
I Jesu navn,
we render it powerless.
Så ber om Guds
in
kraft,
the name of Jesus.
I Jesu navn.
All those that have been having bad dreams in the night, we declare you free in the name of Jesus. Free in the name of Jesus. Free in the name of Jesus. Be free in the name of Jesus. Free in the name of Jesus. No more oppression. No more stress. No more depression right now. I command the spirit of depression to leave and go in the name of Jesus.
Når depresjonene flykter i Jesu navn.
I release the spirit of liberty and joy.
Den frihetens ånd kommer over dig, og gledens ånd kommer over dig.
Somebody continue praying, continue praying. Continue calling him. I can see God is touching you people. God is visiting you. God is touching, yes. Let his fire burn in your heart.
Gud berører deg.
He's the reason I'm here.
Det er begrunnen til at jeg er her dagen i dag.
Jesus came to heal you.
For Gud kom
Jesus came to restore you.
Gud kom for å gjenopprette deg.
Rebosikat, let me hear you calling the name of the Lord. Just call him, just call him, just call him.
Call him.
God is baptizing many of you who are filling with the Holy Spirit. Don't worry, call him.
Yes.
Let the Lord hear your prayer right now.
Yes.
Let the Lord hear your prayer. Let everybody begin to pray.
Yes.
Begin to pray for your families. Begin to pray for your friends. Begin to pray. The presence of God is here. He's here. He's here. He's here. Oh, Sakata. Rekosintaya.
Yes.
Pray for your children who are sick. Believe God that is touching them.
Jesus.
Holy Spirit.
Helion.
Holy Spirit. Send your fire again.
Send an ill.
Send your fire again.
Herre Jesus.
Send your fire, Holy Spirit.
Herre Jesus. Send an ill.
Alle. Hallelujah.
Halleluja, Jesus. Amen.
Yes, Holy Spirit. Halleluja. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, Son of God. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Kosentere bomontaya. Yes. Somebody can tell Jesus that I love you. Tell him that you are worthy. Tell him that you are above every problem in my life.
Jesus.
Just worship him. Chains are being broken.
Yeah.
Oh, my Amen. God. Depression is going. The pain is going because he's the King of Kings. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. He's the Master. We thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Takk, Jesus. Herre, vi takker deg for deg som står foran her. Takker deg, Herre, for at du kjenner deres lengsel, deres behov. Herre, du kjenner deres, og deres hjerte, Herre, om det er sykdom, om det er kraft, Herre, om det er tilgivelse, Herre, om det er råd, Herre, om det er at du skal tale til dem. Jeg ber om at du møter dem nå, Herre. Jeg takker deg, himmelske Far, for du, Herre, du setter pris på, Herre, den bekjennelsen det er å komme frem for deg, himmelske Far. For du har sagt det, den som ber som får, det er den som leter som finner, det er den som banker på, som det blir lukket opp for. Nå har de bank på, nå har de lett, nå har de bedt. Og så, Herre, tar vi deg på ordet. Vi ber om bønnesvar for alle de behov som står foran her. I Jesu navn. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Father, we thank you.
God bless. Amen. Thank you. Amen.